Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. God bless you on this blessed Saturday. This is Brother Nate with the Church of Christ Alive. A message on the broadcast entitled Jesus Word, the Midnight Cry Broadcast. The phone number is 515-605-9887. That's 515-605-9887. If you have any prayer requests, I pray with you. Have any question about the lesson, I do my best. And the Lord Jesus answers for you. If you have any comments, I ask that you limit it to a minute and a half to 2 minutes. And if you call to get information on how to obtain a copy of the messages the Lord been sending through his angel messenger, we will get that to you as well. For those of you that don't like giving your prayer requests or your comments over the air, contact us at NathanielHunt1971@gmail.com. That's NathanielHunt1971@gmail.com. And once again, we'll get back to you. Amen. So without further ado, for those of you listening, hey, won't you join in with me in prayer? Let us pray. Most gracious God, we thank you once again. We are here to assemble together again in your name, to hear the word of the Lord, to have the word of the Lord revealed to us, that we may walk in the light of the word. Though it is your desire, Lord God, for us to walk accordingly to your word. And so therefore, Lord, we come to petition you at this time that your spirit would accompany us on this journey. As we go into the word of God to study the word of God, we need revelation knowledge. So therefore, Lord, bless your people and bless all that hear, even bless those that are not saved, that are listening, that they may come into a covenant with you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. So, Lord God, we just give you all the glory and honor and praise, and we magnify you because you are worthy to be praised. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen and amen. Glory be to God. Today, we're back on, and for those of you that have been listening to me on the broadcast, whenever I'm doing the broadcast myself, you have noticed that I've been on different series on different subjects, like anywhere from curses to talking about what the Mormons been teaching to the gifts of the Spirit, you know. So I've been kind of, you know, giving you so much at a time of each one of the subjects, and plus other things on the side, special news reports, things of that nature. But today I'm back dealing with the curses series, and the title of this one is Leadership Teaching Revealing Curses. Leadership Teaching Revealing Curses. And before I go any further, I want to make a couple announcements. Number one, for those of you that are first-time listeners, the page you listen to me on, you should see the follow button. If you would click on it, it will ask for your email information. And the purpose of that is that whenever we do a broadcast, you'll be automatically alerted. And even though we are scheduled to come on 7 p.m. nightly, there have been and will be, and maybe even still, times where we might have to do an earlier broadcast. Well, if that happens, by you clicking and becoming a follower, you will be automatically alerted through your email. So, hey, hit that follow button that you may put your information in, that you may be alerted whenever we create a broadcast. And the second thing I want to announce is that for those of you the first-time listeners, I want to announce to you that we here at the Church of Christ, the Light's Message, do believe that the Bible contains the Word of God. We also believe that God had caused two more books to come forward to go with the Bible. One is called The Record of Nephi, which is the record of the people that lived on this continent during prehistoric times, the Lord dealing with them and giving his statute, commandments, and judgments unto them. And then another book called The Word of the Lord, which are a book of messages that the Lord been sending through his angel messenger, the Elijah, from 1927 to 1994 thus far, 120 times, in agreement with Matthew 17, Malachi chapter 3, chapter 4, Acts chapter 3, Revelation 14 and 6, and Deuteronomy 18 and 18. And so therefore, if you want a life to order the Record of Nephi book, which is $8, and the messages, which is 75 cents per dozen, you can write the Church of Christ Eliza message, 608 Lacey Road, Independence, Missouri, 64050. That is the Church of Christ with the Eliza message, 608 Lacey Road, Independence, Missouri, 64050. Or you can call 1-800-752-1507 That's 1-800-752-1507. And if you don't get anyone at that number, dial area code 816-252-2343. Area code 816-252-2343. Now, we're going to get into this Heart of This Message, and I want to say to you, it may be a part two to this section of the series because there are some scriptures I want to cover in that. And having said that, amen, I want to also go into this series here because there's a couple of things. There's some things that need to be understood. Number one, on the leadership part, for those who has been especially given by God teaching in the ministry that he's called us to, we got to teach the word of God, people. We got to teach it to the people. We got to teach the word of God to the people. It's so many in the ministry, they're only concerned either about how much money they can get or how popular they can become, or putting a little twang in their voice and making folks holler, especially stuff that they don't understand what they're saying. And plus, we got to make it a matter in the leadership of studying ourselves that we may be able to come before the people with the word of God. And then on the other end, the people in the pews, you got to understand that your leadership, especially those who have been given teaching in the ministry, part that God has called them in, they got to teach you the word. And so I say this unto you all because what that means to you all in the pews, it's up to you to make your due diligence to be there on time, to be the service on time, to be at Sunday school on time, and to be ready to learn, okay? So many of you that's taking that for granted. You're dragging in late to Sunday school or you come in half of the time to one at a time, to maybe none at a time. And then you complain about the leadership, what they ain't doing, what they, you know, some of you have went to the degree to say, I'm not being fed. Well, maybe because you're not attending regularly like you should. Now, I'm not saying every minister is being up to par, but I hear this from some in the pews who lay down complaints about not being fed and the ministry not teaching. And some of them are legitimate complaints, but some of them are not. And the reason why I said it is because you're not showing up to service yourself. So why are you complaining? See, listen, we in the leadership has been given instruction by the Lord to teach you the word of God. But we were never instructed by the Lord to go to your house and drag you out your house and put you in a vehicle and make you come on time. We were never given instruction of the Lord to keep bothering you about coming, okay? We may talk to you about it, something like that, at a time or so, but it's not to be keep bugging you and begging you and forcing you. That is not authorized by the Lord to give in unto his ministry. So having said that, we're going to go into the word of God today on this subject, and let us go to the book of Acts chapter 20, the book of Acts chapter 20. And see, we're talking about curses, too, in this series. This is why it's important for the teaching of the word, because the word of God reveals what's true, what's not true, what's a blessing, and what is also curses. And here's what we must understand. When I did the other series, when I did the other part in dealing with curses, where I taught my study, there's a time where you study personally at home, and there's a time where you have to be taught through the ministry. Let me put it to this way. There's a time at home where God wants to straightway teach you by his spirit. And then there's a time in the church building where the Lord wants to teach you through the ministry. And see, that's balance. And you got so many people who say, well, I don't have to go to church to serve the Lord. I said, no, you don't. But the Lord did tell you to forsake not to assemble yourself together. So God is about a balanced God. He's not about you just sitting at the house and talking about, well, I can get this at home. Well, if that be the case, then in the scriptures, when you see the people gathering together, then that was wrong. You understand what I'm saying? So God is about balance. So he wants you to be taught at home when he straightway teaches. See, that's when there are going to be some things that God wants to personally straightway teach you in your own private study. And then there is a time where he wants to teach you through the ministry. Now, we in the ministry, once again, we got to come equipped too now. We can't be sitting there laying around, thank God, just going to drop stuff in our lap. We got to study the word too, that we may be able to come unto the people. Now, in the book of Acts chapter 20, verse 28, now we notice that in this 20th chapter of Acts, when Paul called the elders together, and when he called the elders, we didn't talk about, we look at the word elders, some of us do, when we think just older people. One sense elders can refer to them, but another sense is talking about those who are in the ministry, the elders. And so therefore, in verse 28, he said, take ye therefore unto yourselves and to all the flock over the which the Holy Ghost have made you overseers. So this is not just a group of elders, quote, in the ministry that decided, hey, I think I go to Bible college and become a pastor or something like that. No, these are men that who was made overseers by what? The Lord through his spirit. You understand that? He said, take heed therefore unto yourselves and to all the flock over the which the Holy Ghost have made you overseers to what? To feed the church of God, which he have purchased with his own blood. Now, when he's talking about feeding here, we ain't talking about just literal, even though literal can take a place in that feeding when someone is hungry or something like that. But here, he's talking about feeding the word of God to the people that the Lord have put you in a leadership position over, okay? Feeding them, and he said to here, feed the church of God, which you have purchased with his own blood. Feed them what? Feed them the word. Feed them the word. Amen. The word of God. See, some of the ministry, they are more about feeding the church with the word of men instead of the word of God. They're feeding the church with traditions of men, commandments of men, but not with the word of God. You understand what I'm saying? And so in order for us to understand what is a curse and what causes a curse, we need to also be taught the word of God, because the word of God, once again, reveals not only blessings, but also those things that will cause curses. And on the leadership part, it is in their part to teach the people the word of God. Like I said, you got too many in the ministry. Once again, they're either concerned about how much money they can get or how popular they could be, with people bragging on them, you know, and all of that. But not so much as concerned about, hey, I want to feed your spirit the word, that you may know what is a blessing and what is a curse. Amen. You're starting to see that number grow few. It's just like, for example, we talked about on a broadcast before, teachers, let's say here in this country, the amount of, quote, good teachers. When I say good teachers, not only just good at their job of teaching, but being concerned, that number is extremely, extremely small this day and time, because you got more teachers that don't even care. They just throw anything in front of people's face or the student face. They don't even care. And in part, not only because of how they are operate, in part that is also responsible is how things are going in this day and time. Students are given more power over the teachers than anything, okay? A whole lot of leeway. You know, they can clown and act up in the classroom, and the teachers have to sit there. Some of them have to sit there and take it. They can't say too much of something to them. They got to watch what they say. Now, don't get me wrong. We had some in the past that may have went overboard. But, amen. But now you have, in this day and time, you got the education system went overboard to the other way now, okay? So, therefore, you know, teachers feeling like, hey, I can't say this or that to them because I could lose my job. I can get penalized. Why that child sit there and disrespect me in the classroom and all his other students and cause a rowdiness and this kind of discipline we have this day and time in the school system is a pure D joke. But that's another story. Now, so the Holy Ghost the Lord through his spirit assigns people in the ministry to feed the flock. Now, we can feed them through preaching the word, but also in the teaching of the word, okay? You understand that? Hallelujah. And once again, as I said before, you have so many who is, you know, they're alpha numero uno themselves. Some of these people in this leadership position, they're hirelings. In other words, they just work for wages. Hallelujah. Glory. I sense the Holy Ghost. They just work for wages. They don't care about, you know, the flock knowing what's a blessing, what's a curse, what can help them in work or what can get them in trouble. They're just hireling. They're there for wages. Okay? This is why in this day and time you got so many churches under strain, not only because they went and got in debt, you know, with these big buildings and all this show-off stuff they got in there, but because of what they, quote, have to pay the pastor. I mean, you got pastors in this day and time, man, my God. They making money like, you know, like they're God. And some of these churches, especially smaller churches, are struggling to pay these pastors because they don't have many members themselves. And what they went in agreement with these pastors is a lot of money, okay? Some of these pastors are living like literal royal kings, okay? Members are struggling, can't pay the light bill. But they're riding around in Jaguars and stuff like that from the money they getting on a Sunday. That's my God. Wait, on a Sunday. And I'm going to tell you like this. They're going to answer, not Mike. They're going to answer to God for that. They're going to answer. Now let's go to 1 Peter chapter 5. 1 Peter chapter 5. Let's go there. Let's look at 1 Peter chapter 5. Because, and here's the thing, you know, we in the ministry, now the Lord called me to be an apostle. And in that calling, there is teaching in that calling, okay? So that means I got to teach the word. I don't just preach the word, I got to teach the word. And if some of you knew me and been around me, you'll notice that, to be honest with you, I do fairly more teaching than I do preaching. Now, it's not I got some against preaching, but the reason why you find me more lenient on that teaching and preaching is because the Lord, I say maybe 10 years ago, maybe or more, dealt with me about the importance of teaching, because among the body of Christ, teaching was being neglected real bad. Now, we would preaching, oh my God, if we made out a program and you saw the word, you might see the word preaching cover the whole page. But when it came to teaching, a one here, a one there, or none. So this is why, one of the reasons why, besides the Lord dealt with me about how he showed me about the teaching, one of the reasons why you would hear me do more lenient on teaching than I do on preaching. Now, in 1 Peter chapter 5, let's look at verse 1. And he says, the elders which are among you, I exhort, who am also an elder and a witness of the suffering of Christ, and also a partaker of the glory that shall be revealed. Okay? This is to the elders again, those in the leadership. This is representing those in the leadership, which Peter said, hey, I'm also an elder too. Now, we know he's an apostle, but he's also an elder as well. Okay? Now, notice what he said. He said, feed the flock of God which is among you, taking the oversight thereof, and not by constraint, but willingly, not for filthy lucre, or in other words, dishonest gain or money, but of a ready mind. Now we see here, once again, God having a leadership, being instructing a leadership to feed the flock, okay? Feed the flock. Amen. And we feed the flock, not only through preaching of the word, but also teaching. And see, with the Lord, it's important. Think of yourself, think of literal food. How important it is to eat. Can you survive without eating? No. You may can go so many days, but you can't survive without eating. You got to at some point eat, people, okay? You can't survive without eating. So it's important to eat. okay? Now, I didn't say go overboard, okay? But it's important to eat. Well, if it's important to eat in the natural, it's important to eat spiritually, okay? Amen. And it's important to be fed. You know, it's just like when you have children, you know, and especially if they couldn't feed themselves, their little baby, it's important, what, to feed them, that they may grow. Because you got little babies, that they don't know how to feed themselves. And if you, you know, set them in a room, especially when they little baby, little infant, especially little infants or someone newborn, something like that, don't know how to feed themselves. Leave it to themselves, they'll starve to death and die. But that's how some people are. Some people don't know how to feed themselves the word of God. Now, and I'm including that also in dealing with this, what I told you, the personal study. Some people don't know how to do it. Well, that's where in the ministry we help them, okay, by doing our part in feeding the word of God unto them. Simple as that. But by us feeding the flock, we're going to feed the word of God. And when we feed them the word of God is going to show what is a blessing and what is a curse, okay? And see, there are particular subjects in the word of God that God really speaks on that even pinpoints that even more. But sad to say, some of us in the ministry, we won't go there. We won't go there. Now you say, well, why is that? Well, some of us in the ministry ourselves, we're in ignorance. We don't believe that curses exist. Well, let me be real with you. We don't. We don't. Some of us don't believe. When you start talking about a curse, some of us start frowning up. Like you just said something like, you know, something you shouldn't have said. And this is why some of the flock is going around bound by curses, because their leaders who don't know themselves ain't teaching it. And if they do know, they don't think it's important to teach the flock. You understand what I'm saying? So in the leadership position, especially those of us that is called to a particular office where you have in your calling teaching, it's very important to teach the word and to teach the word concerning what is not only a blessing, but what is a curse. Listen, and I got to call this thing out. You take a Joel Osteen, for example. How many times have y'all heard him teach about what will bring curses in your life? Well, let me go deeper. How many times have you heard him actually do a sermon on sin? You know, if you listen to him, everybody will be saved. Now we'll be, everybody is saved. You listen to him, everybody's a child of God. Everybody gonna get the blessing. Everybody, if you listen to his teaching or to his preaching, well, I put it that way. Amen. People, we got to teach the whole thing. We got to teach not only what brings blessing, but we got to teach what brings curses. And God said, feed the church of God. See, God is about wholeness, being whole. He's about being complete. Anything, any plan he has for your life personally, do you not understand that God aims to complete it? God is not a half step, okay? He don't go after just, you know, having a task of completing part of something in your life. He wants to complete the whole. He's not like many of us, okay? Many of us, we're given a task. Sometimes we get so lazy, we just complete part of it, you know? That didn't do you good, even in school, amen? Even in school, you giving homework, completing part of your homework ain't going to get you 100. May give you a 50 or even less than that. So God is he's in the business of completing. Now, let's see. Let's go to another verse here that I want to take a look at. And dealing with this teaching, you know, of the word of God, because it's very important that we in leadership understand that is one of our jobs, is to teach the word of God. Amen. So let's go to the Old Testament. Now, some of you, oh, my goodness, Old Testament, no, we New Testament church, blah, blah, blah. Wait a minute. Once again, let's, y'all hear me say this a lot. because there are some who claim to be saved or some that just go to church. Whenever you bring up a scripture from the Old Testament, they go to holler. We're a New Testament church. We ain't Old Testament. No, blah, blah. Wait a minute. You didn't hear Brother Nate say, okay, let's study the old law and its sacrifices so we can learn what to do and when we go kill that lamb. You didn't hear nothing like that. There are some things in the Old Testament that's still relevant today, people. God has not changed. Just like he talked about adultery in the Old Testament is not good. It's the same today. So please, you know, stop it. And then some of y'all, Old Testament, let me tell you something. Look at the Old Testament prophets, your Isaiahs, your Jeremiahs, your Ezekiels. Do you not understand that they spoke some things that will be going on today? So why are you complaining and hollering about we're a New Testament church? If I start trying to bring the old law to try to get you to keep it, then I understand you complaining. I really do. But other than that, the spiritual things, even from the Old Testament that God talking about, that thing still go on today. So please, stop it. But anyhow, let's go to the book of Ezekiel. Let's go there. The book of Ezekiel chapter 44. Let's go to Ezekiel chapter 44 that God even told the elders there who will represent them once again in the ministry today. Ezekiel chapter 44. And let's go there. Amen. Take a look at this. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Ezekiel chapter 44. Amen. And we're going to go to verse 23. Okay. Hallelujah. And exactly, he was talking to about to the priests, the Levites, and what hallelujah, what they ought to do. Once again, the priests, the Levites, will represent the ministry today. Okay, now look what he said in verse 23. He said, "And they shall teach my people the difference between the holy and profane." Profane is unholy, okay? And cause them to discern between the unclean and the clean. Do you get that? See, some of you in the pews, you know, when the preacher start preaching about fornication, you get all mad and hot and upset and want to leave because actually you know you yourself is doing it. And now you're going to accuse the preacher, oh, he's pinpointing me. He's talking about me. Well, did you ever stop to think that perhaps God gave him that word and maybe that word and that word being for you without him just knowing that, hey, you doing this thing? Now, don't get me wrong. I know there's some in the pulpit that do stuff like that. Okay. Yeah, there's some in the pulpit that do that. But I'm talking about the ones that are not doing it. Okay. And I'm talking about when God is giving a minister teach on something. Get this, that's convicting you. Because when he's teaching on that fornication, and you know you just did it last night, and you up in service, and you hallelujah, clapping and jumping and kicking, and now all of a sudden, you know, he say, okay, it's time for Sunday school. Okay, the lesson today is fornication, and he started teaching on fornication. Now you getting hot and mad, where you actually first start feeling uncomfortable, because you know, once again, you just did it last night, and you still doing it. I ain't trying to be funny, but let's be straight up. And see, you got so many people. They talk about, I'm going to quit that church. I'm leaving that church. Why are you leaving that church? Because the pastor, he picking on me. Well, what'd he do? Well, I can just tell. And see, some of them don't want to tell what was overall said, per se. They'll say, it seemed like what he was saying, he was looking at me. Well, what was he talking about? I'm just saying, you shouldn't be doing that. Well, what was he talking about? Well, he was preaching about, you know, you got to be married and fornication. I said, well, my question to you is, are you doing it? Let's be real. Are you fornicating and not married? Well, that's besides the point. The point is, you're supposed to preach a word, not be trying to point people out. I said, well, this is what I'm saying to them. Well, how you know God didn't give him that? See, you want him to tell you all the good. You want him to Joel Osteen preach you. That's what you want, to tell you all the goodies that you're going to get, okay? And every good thing, and don't warn you or nothing. That's what you want. But the real ministry in Christ is going to preach the whole thing. They're going to preach the whole thing. So here, and see, teaching, now understand this. Teaching has always been a part of the giving of the word that God has ordained to be given since the Old Testament. And you notice it ain't even changed. It don't change in the New Testament. That's why I said some of you, they keep hollering about it. Every time somebody brings a scripture from the Old Testament, you want to start, we are a New Testament church. Well, you notice that teaching have not changed from the old to the new. God talks about teaching here, and he still incorporates teaching. So like I said, please stop it. Just stop it. But anyhow, he said that his leadership to teach the people the difference, not the likeness, the difference between the holy and profane or unholy, not the likeness. There is no likeness between holy and unholy. Now, we're living in a time where they're trying to make it like that, but it's not. And he said to discern between the unclean and the clean. Because, see, the unclean is going to cause you to be cursed. The profane will cause you to be cursed. So the Lord said, I want my ministry to teach the people about that so they will have the knowledge of knowing what is a curse, what is a blessing, what brings the blessing, what brings the curses. And once again, we only trust with the charge of God to teach you. We're not trust with the charge of making you obey. We're not giving that authority, people. Once you are taught the word of God and taught what it brings a blessing, what brings a curse, then guess what? It's left to you now. The decision is left to you. Hallelujah. Well, you say amen, oh me, anyhow, I don't know, whatever. Let's go to Book of Exodus, chapter 24. Let's go to Exodus, chapter 24. Old Testament, yes. Exodus, chapter 24. Thank God for the word of God today. Amen. Chapter 24, verse 12. Verse 12, chapter 24 of Exodus, okay? Now, let's look at this here. The word of God said, and the Lord said, you see that? And the Lord said unto Moses, and the Lord said unto Moses, and the Lord said unto Moses, come up to me into the mount and be there, and I will give thee tables of stone and a law and commandments which I have written that thou mayest teach them. Do you see that? Now, Moses, remember, he represents the ministry too because he was a prophet. So God says, I'm going to give you some commandments that I've spoken, and I want you to teach them. Now, remember, when I did the last series I did was on curses and dealing with the last about what brings it. And I talked to you about sins of omission and commission, okay? And sin brings curses. And then God's commandments. Now, sin of commission, you know, you being commanded, and omission is where, you know, you being commanded to do something, to not do something, and you do it. You know, that's commission. And when you commanded to do something, and you don't do it, that's omission, okay? And in God's commandments, it shows that. And once again, God told Moses, I want you to teach it. I want you to teach it. See, that's, you know, once again, the job of the ministry is to teach the commandments of God, to teach the word of God that reveals what will bring curses, okay? Plain and simple. Amen? Hallelujah. Okay. Deuteronomy chapter 30. We're still dealing with Moses here. Deuteronomy chapter 30. Let's go there. Deuteronomy chapter 30. Thank you, Jesus. Thank God for the word of God today. Deuteronomy chapter 30. Verse 15. We're going to look at verse 15 and verse 15 to verse 19. Deuteronomy chapter 30, verse 15 to verse 19. The word of God said that look what God had Moses tell the people. He says, see, I want you to see. I want you to see this. Okay. I have set before thee this day life and good and death and evil, in that I command thee this day to love the Lord thy God, to walk in his ways, and to keep his commandments and his statutes and his judgments, that thou mayest live and multiply. And the Lord thy God shall bless thee in the land whither thou goest to possess it. But if thy heart turn away, so that thou wilt not hear, but shall be drawn away, and worship other gods and serve them, I denounce unto you this day that ye shall surely perish, and that ye shall not prolong your days upon the land whither thou passest over Jordan to go to possess it. Verse 19. I call heaven and earth to record this day against you, that I have set before you life and death, blessing and cursing. Therefore choose life, that both thou and thy seed may live. Now notice two times within those verses I read that Moses had told the people, said, hey, I have set before you blessing and cursing, or life and good, death and evil, which is, see, Moses, I set it before you. Because remember in Exodus 24, God said, I'm going to give you these commandments. I want you to teach them. And so Moses went about his job to do that. And in that, he didn't just teach people the blessing. He didn't just Joel Osteen there. Okay, he taught the blessing and the curses, period. Because guess why? That was his job. To you in the ministry that's listening, guess what? That's your job. If you have, especially not only elders, but those of you that are pastors, because teaching comes in your ministry, and apostles, teaching comes in your ministry. That's your job. Period. That's your job. I have to stress on that. That's your job. Your job is not to get up in the pulpit to look cute or put a twang in your voice and see how many people you can get jump up and holler because you know they're going to say all these goody good things about you. That's not your job. It's not your job to get in the pulpit just thinking about how many Jaguars or houses you're going to get or how much, you know, tabs or money you're going to put on the people. And having the strength, that's not your job. Your job is to teach the word of God and set before the people blessing and cursing, life and good, death and evil. That's your job. And that comes through the teaching of the word of God. That's how that comes. Amen? Especially on the arena or area of curses. That's how it comes. Okay? That's our job. So you guys, in this curses series, you hear me speaking on different stuff, and my thing is warning, okay, to warn you. Now, once again, just like Moses said, I say unto you, see, I have set before thee, okay? Notice Moses in verse 19 said, choose life, which means what? The choice is yours. I have set it before you. I can't make you do it. Now you got to make a decision. What are you going to heed it or not? Let me tell you something. Brother Nate is not losing his sleep. I don't mean to be arrogant. But if I'm teaching the word of God and you ain't paying attention, the only thing I'm going to do is say, Lord, who do I need to go to that wants to hear your word? Because I'm not going to sit up here and waste time trying to give the word to people that don't want to hear. And you know, when there's people out there who's fiending for the word of God, wants to be taught. I said, Lord, send me to them. period. If you can't make it, or let me put it this way, because we have some things sometimes in our life come up that we may miss service or something like that. But when it's a chronic absentee and a chronic lateness, you are showing, hey, I'm not concerned about learning the word of God through him or through her. I'm not concerned about it. Now, some of you may say, well, I didn't say that. Well, your actions are saying that. Because if you really believe that this man or woman of God that God has given to teach the word is of God, and that's in their calling, then you would do your due diligence to be on time and to come as often as you can come. That's your due diligence. That's what you would do, okay? You can't tell me that, yeah, I look for them. You know, God used them. I believe God used them to teach me the word. And you come in every other Sunday or only on holidays or two or three times a year, or you just stop coming out. Ain't no way you're going to convince me of that, okay? You go on your job. Some of y'all on jobs right now. Attend your jobs like you do going to service, part-time and all this stuff, and watch what your jobs say. When you get all them points built against you and they fire you, you say, hey, why you fire me? I come to work. They're going to say, yeah, you very seldom come. Well, man, I need a job. The next thing they're going to say, well, I don't think you do. Why is that? Because you show it. If it's important to you, guess what? You're going to make an effort to be there. If it ain't important to you, I mean, and some, you know, they miss so much that it really don't take much to cause them to miss. Because, be honest with you, the desire is not there. The desire is not there to learn. So, therefore, they can come up with, you know, the dog chew my Bible, you know, and I can't come to service because the dog chew my Bible. They'll rely on that. Amen. I'm just being real about it. You know, they will come up with any, especially when you're not really concerned and really don't have in your heart to know, you know, some anything can, you'll ride on some anything, okay? Just not to come. Now, I want to read a scripture to you from the Record of Nephi book. Those of you that have a Record of Nephi, turn with me to Jacob chapter 1. I'm going to look at verse 19. Those of you that don't, hey, write down what we're going to discuss here and take it to the Lord. Simple as that. As one announcer would say when he would be talking and doing the basketball game announcer, it's just a simple man's game. Okay? It's nothing complicated, nothing hard. You know, amen. Just write down what we talk about and ask the Lord. Now, it talks about in the book of Jacob, chapter 1, verse 19, during the time the Nephites was here on this continent, the Lord was dealing with them, and they had some priests and teachers in the ministry here. And this is not the Jacob in Genesis of, this is another Jacob that lived over here, who had in his brother Joseph. Once again, not the Joseph you know from the Bible. This is another Joseph that lived over here. When they was called into the ministry over here by the Lord, I want to read to you what they acknowledged. They said, "And we did magnify our offices unto the Lord, taking upon us the responsibility, answering the sins of the people upon our own heads, if we did not teach them the word of God with all diligence. Wherefore, by laboring with our mites, their blood might not come upon our garments. Otherwise, their blood will come upon our garments, and we will not be found spotless at the last day." Now, Jacob said, we have taken upon us the responsibility. Okay? Listen, in the ministry, it's our responsibility to do what? Not only answer the sins of the people upon our own heads, but to teach them the word of God. It's our responsibility. Given to who? By the Lord. If you are in the place where God called you, You've been given that responsibility by the Lord, period. People in the pews, here it is. They've been given the responsibility by the Lord to teach you. That's their responsibility. You understand that? To those you in the ministry, listen, you've been given a responsibility to teach the people the word of God. See, you got so many churches, they assign somebody else to do the Sunday school. Listen, your pastor in his ministry is teaching. He's supposed to be teaching. Not give it over to someone else. Now, at times, don't get me wrong, he may need help and get some people to help, but he can't be just sitting around all the time and leave all the teaching to those he, quote, called for the help of. He got to teach, too, because that's in his calling. You get what I'm saying? And see, the sad thing about it, you got some that's not even teaching the people about what would cause them to be cursed. They're not teaching them. Amen. They simply are not teaching them. They're not teaching the whole word of God. You understand what I'm saying? They're not teaching the whole word of God. My Lord. My Lord, help us. Thank you, Jesus. Help us, Lord God. I want to read another scripture. This is from the word of the Lord. And once again, if you have a Word of the Lord book, turn to what is called Message 81. If you don't have it, hey, once again, write this down and ask the Lord if this is true. Once again, plain and simple. No underhanded, tricky stuff, just straight ahead, straight and true. And this is the 81st message. The Lord sent his angel messenger out March the 30th, 1965, with this message. I'm going to read verse 19, and this is what it says. It says, let the shepherds, that your pastors, those in leadership, let your shepherds feed the flock that they fear no more, and they shall not want. Let your cloak and mantle be humility, for grace shall come to all such. Christ giveth the life that they may have it more abundant. A pure heart, and faithful works, a good conscience toward God and your fellow men. So he said, let the shepherds feed the flock. Now remember, we looked at that in the book of Acts chapter 20. Okay? You got to feed the flock. Well, you ain't just feeding them through preaching. He's talking about teaching here as well. And notice he said that they shall fear no more. So it's, according to God, there's something about the ministry teaching the word of God that can cause fear to be removed out of the people's lives. You understand that? He said that they fear no more. Okay? Some people are in fear about doing certain things, okay, that could cause them to be in trouble or trouble to come on them. Well, when you teach them the word of God, what God has to say, that can help remove their fear. And he said, and they shall not want. You got some people there, you know, in the pews, they're starving, spiritually starving, okay? They are in want. They are in need, okay? Like I said, some of the complaints are legit. When some of them say, well, I'm not getting fed. And you can see they're spiritually malnourished. You know, it just like, I've seen with some that some ministers do a good job of bringing a soul to Christ, but once they bring him to Christ, they drop him. They don't teach him the word. They don't, you know, try to get into a place where he get taught. They drop him. You understand that? So now that new soul that's a newborn babe is starving. Just like if you had a literal newborn babe that don't be fed, you're going to hear them constantly hollering because why? They hungry. They starving. And you got some that are newborn that in Christ, they're starving. They're starving. And then, therefore, curses can come at them easily, okay, because they have no knowledge. Lord Jesus. Let's look at one more scripture as we close. Let's go back to the Bible, the book of John chapter 21. Let's go back to the Bible here. Book of John chapter 21. the book of John, chapter 21. Chapter 21, starting at verse 15. Now, this is, notice Jesus' conversation with Peter, who is an apostle in the leadership role. Now, notice what he said in verse 15. So when they had dined, Jesus said unto Simon Peter, Simon, son of Jonas, lovest thou me more than these? He said unto him, yeah, Lord, thou knowest that I love thee. He said unto him, feed my lambs. He said unto him again the second time, Simon, son of Jonas, lovest thou me? He said unto him, Lord, yeah, Lord, thou knowest that I love thee. He said unto him, feed my sheep. He said unto him a third time, Simon, son of Jonas, lovest thou me? Peter was grieved because he said unto him the third time, lovest thou me? And he said unto him, Lord, thou knowest all things. Thou knowest that I love thee. Jesus said unto him, feed my sheep. Now notice he mentioned lamb and sheep, but he's talked about, he said, do you love me? And Peter said, yeah, you know I do, Lord. And he said, well, feed my lamb. And he said, feed my sheep. See, listen, ministry, that's part of us walking in love. And even loving our Lord is when we have a concern for those that's under our leadership. The lamb and the sheep covers what? The young in the Lord and older in the Lord, the mature in the Lord. You understand what I'm saying? You know, everybody got to be taught. Now, you, those of you in the pews, you need to hear this too. Because some of you have matured and you think, you know, as the older folks would say, you're too big for the britches. Okay? Like you just can't be taught now because you in matured. Okay? So I guess the one in the pulpit, he can't show you nothing. He can't show you nothing. And some of you that have matured in the Lord, you got that kind of spirit now. You can't be shown. And this is why some of you don't show up to service on time, because you think that he can't show you anything. Amen. Or you hardly come to service. So you don't, because you think, okay, see, you're doing that one-sided thinking. Oh, God could teach me at home. You know. But feeding the sheep, feeding the lambs is part of showing our love to the Lord. See, those of us in the ministry need to hear this, and those of you in the pews need to hear this. Those of you in the pews need to understand, the one that's put is a sign over you, that involves his love walk toward the God, him teaching you. Like I said, you got hirelings this day and time. Only thing they think about is, you know, working for wages. They ain't concerned about feeding the sheep or nothing. They're just concerned about how many dollars they get. Okay? And you can look at that today, big time, with a lot of these so-called big televangelists and all this stuff. You know, it's more to them about the money they can rake in and having the best looking building and all that. It's not about teaching or teaching the word of God. Amen. It's about who got the best looking building, who got the most members. That's what it's come to now. Amen. That's what it's come to. Hallelujah. Let us pray. Father, we thank you, Lord, for the blessed word of the Lord. We thank you for your spirit and power of the Holy Ghost. We thank you for what you're doing and what you're going to do. And Father, we ask that you will bless us as you have this day. And Father, I pray that you would carry this message to the hearts of those that are listening. And Father, we would give you all the glory and honor, and we'll magnify you in Jesus' almighty name. We pray. And Father, we thank you. Amen and amen. Glory be to God. Thank God for all you listening. Don't forget, tonight at 7 p.m., we will have another broadcast, Love Thy Neighbor, with our brother Eddie Lee and the sisters. So don't forget, 7 p.m. tonight. So once again, we love you all. May God bless you and God keep you. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless.